Welcome everyone. My name is Divine. This is episode 100 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. And today's podcast will be continuing the series on the five basic responsibilities of a believer. And in today's podcast, we'll be talking about evangelism. My anchor scripture will be taken from the book of Mark, chapter 16, verse 15. Mark 16, verse 15, it says, "And he said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Many of us know this as the Great Commission. And this is what God is encouraging us to do this morning. Go into the world, preach the gospel to every creature. This belies the whole principle of evangelism, right? What is evangelism? Evangelism is just sharing the good news with other people, sharing the message of salvation with other people. Now, the thing is, as a person that is a new believer in Christ, you've found the way. You know, God has shown you his mercy. He has shown you his grace by saving you. It behooves you to extend that olive branch to another person by sharing the good news. And sharing the good news, obviously, one obvious way is to, you know, share it with your words, you know, preach the message to other people, which is something you should do, right? It's something you should do. Just pray and ask the Holy Spirit for help, right? And usually when you're going with words, you know, pray, ask the Holy Spirit for help. If you notice that you're kind of shy and whatever, it's usually not a bad idea to go in groups with other people, like a group evangelism. That way you just kind of get some strength, you know, strength in numbers. The Bible says a threefold cord is not easily broken, right? So when you're with other people, it can help. So many times churches have evangelism arms. You can go with those evangelism arms and go and, you know, evangelize. Now, one thing I would say is when you're trying to evangelize with somebody, evangelize to somebody, it's always helpful to not try to start arguing with them. Some people want to argue arguments and everything. No, that's not your job. Your job is to tell them about the love of Christ. And to be honest with you, you know, some of these things requires wisdom and tact. You don't just go to people saying you will go to hell if you don't give your life to Christ right now, right? God will punish you, right? Even if those things are true, right? But show people the love of Christ. Jesus Christ, when he was preaching to sinners, he sat down and he ate with them. Just do it with love. Do it with love. Sometimes one of the most effective ways to evangelize is literally just by sharing your own story. You know, a story of how, you know, you were living a life of sin before and God reached out his hands to you and saved you. That's a very effective way of sharing the gospel of salvation with people. That's the truth, right? Sometimes people just respond better to stories than lectures, right? So if you tell them a story about how God saved you, they may connect with that story and then just offer an opportunity to give their lives to Christ, right? And many people, you know, when they evangelize to others, they believe that, wow, I must make sure that this person, that I've failed in this endeavor, unless the person, says that prayer of salvation. No, you've not failed. You've sown a seed in their hearts, right? Sometimes it may not be immediately that you preach to someone that they will give their lives to Christ. It may take some time, right? But at least you've sown that seed. There's this part of the Bible that says Paul planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. At the end of the day, it's God that will give increase to that seed that you have implanted in their hearts, right? But your job is to sow that seed. Your job is to sow that seed. And one other thing I'll say about evangelism with words is you just need to learn to be patient. If, for example, you have a colleague at work and you're trying to preach to them, sometimes it just takes some time. It just takes some time. You know, you just need to be patient. I remember my wife, there was someone she preached to, and this was probably like a one-year period. Little by little, until one day everything worked out, right? So you just got to learn to be patient. That's just the truth. You just need to learn to be patient. And you just need to learn to follow up on people. Because the thing is, I'm just going to think of it this way. These people have lived lives of sin for years and years and years, right? And you have them just say this prayer and boom. Yes, they have a brand new beginning, but it's just pretty helpful to follow up these people and just see how they are doing in the faith to encourage them. I'm telling you, people really, really value encouragement. So now, besides evangelizing with words, you can also evangelize with your actions. You know, the Bible says, let your light so shine before men that they may see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. You know, what's your behavior like at your place of work? Just what's your behavior like? Just in general, wherever you are. If you have an unbelieving spouse, the Bible talks about how your good conduct can convert that unbelieving spouse. Right? At your place of work, if people are showing up late, living much earlier than they need to live, or you see people like just doing the wrong thing, do you join them? Right? Do you join them? If you join them, then there's no difference between you and people of the world, right? But if people see godly character, they want to be translated over, right? They see that, wow, this person is a unique person. This person doesn't behave like others. You're going to get noticed, right? The Bible says you're the light of the world. You're the salt of the earth. You're a city that is set on a hill that cannot be hidden, right? Just remember in everything you do in life that you're a representative of God, you know? So you need to show godly behavior, godly character in everything that you do, okay? Because if you show that, then people will see that, wow, there's something different about you. Well, let's say you go to a restaurant, right? Many times the servers have had a long day. You know, just treat them with kindness. Strike up a small conversation with them. You know, not a large conversation because obviously they have to work. But, you know, you can be nice to them. In a setting where people are traditionally terrible to these people, show them the love of God by being nice, right? You can leave them a tip. On the receipt, you can write, Jesus loves you, right? Or you can just, you see a homeless person, you can buy them food, right? And you can share the message of salvation with them that way, right? Sometimes just acts of love can be very effective means of sharing the gospel with other people. So go into the world and preach the gospel to every creature, right? You know, you have opportunities to preach the gospel in many different facets, right? Like we have social media. Right, your Facebook page, instead of posting your reaction to this, your da-da-da-da-da, why don't you put things about God that can encourage people, right? Or you have, like, you use TikTok or you use YouTube or whatever. Why don't you post things there that you know can really affect people's lives positively? So these are just all things to keep in mind. But again, before you can start sharing the good news with others, you cannot give what you don't have, okay? So first, you need to accept Jesus as your Lord and Savior. You have to receive that gift before you can then be equipped to give that gift to other people. So if you want to surrender your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I will encourage you to say this prayer after me. Dear Heavenly Father, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner and I need your forgiveness. Have mercy on me. Save my soul. Wash me clean in your blood. Cleanse me of all my iniquity. Be my Lord, be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. Please give them the grace to spread the good news of salvation, to fulfill the Great Commission and to fulfill it with urgency, to by their words, by their actions, be examples in the world that we live in today. And Father, as they spread this message, your word says these signs shall follow them that believe. Let signs and miracles and wonders follow them. Let your Spirit convict the hearts of the people that they are speaking to or around. And Father, let them be saved for you and let your name be exalted. Thank you, Lord, for the grace to do it, to go out and evangelize. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. So for those that said the prayer of salvation, congratulations, you're a child of God. I will encourage you, do two things. One, find the Bible. Find a translation you understand. Read it and do what it says. You know, I love the New Living Translation. Remember, it's not just hearing the word of God that counts. It's meditating on it and doing it that actually matters as well, right? You get the blessing in the word when you actually practice what is being said. And then find a Bible-believing church. Notice I didn't say find a church. I said find a Bible-believing church. So a place where the true undiluted word of God is preached. You know, fellowship with other believers. Just a place where they don't try to twist the word of God to better fit the times that exist. Attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God, but there are many wonderful churches all over the world. But, you know, seek community with other believers. Do what God's word says. A good place to start is the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. And then, you know, obey that word and share the good news with others, and all be well with you. Until next time, have a wonderful rest of your day, and God bless you. Happy Sunday. Shalom.